Morning Watch, Day 4. Living a Christian Life and Church Life Under the Government of God for the Economy of God. Week 1. The Government of God for the Economy of God. Related Verses. 1 Peter 4:14. If you are reproached in the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. 1 Peter 3:4. But the hidden man of the heart and the incorruptible adornment of a meek and quiet spirit, which is very costly in the sight of God. 1 Peter 4:1-6. Since Christ, therefore, has suffered in the flesh, you also arm yourselves with the same mind, because he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, no longer to live the rest of the time in the flesh, in the lusts of men, but in the will of God. For the time which has passed is sufficient for you to have carried out the desire of the Gentiles, having gone on in licentiousness, lusts, debaucheries, carousings, drinking bouts, and lawless idolatries. In this, they think it strange that you are not running together with them into the same flood of dissoluteness, slandering you, who will render an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For unto this end, the gospel was announced, also to those who are now dead, that they might be judged in the flesh according to men, but live in the spirit according to God. Related reading. The first basic matter covered by Peter in his writings is the triune God. Peter indicates that the God in whom we believe is the triune God. In the opening words of Peter's first epistle, we can see the triune God, chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in the sanctification of the Spirit unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Here we have the foreknowledge of God the Father, the sanctification of the Spirit, and the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. God the Father has regenerated us. Christ has accomplished redemption with his precious blood, and the Spirit applies God's full salvation to his chosen people. Here we see the triune God in the accomplishment of full salvation. Peter also unveils to us the fact that this triune God is our portion. This fact is indicated by the word partakers in 2 Peter 1:4. According to this verse, we have become partakers of the divine nature. If God were not our portion, we could not partake of his nature. In his writings, Peter also reveals the way for us to partake of the triune God as our portion. The way involves the hidden man of the heart, and this hidden man is our spirit. In his epistles, Paul has much to say concerning our spirit, but he does not use the expression, the hidden man of the heart. This hidden man, our human spirit, is the means by which we enjoy the triune God as our portion. Literally, the Greek means the spirit of glory and that of God. The spirit of glory is the spirit of God. Peter also speaks concerning the spirit of Christ. Our human spirit as the hidden man of the heart, and God's spirit as the spirit of glory and as the spirit of Christ, are the means for us to partake of God as our portion. The structure of 1 and 2 Peter is the triune God, who has been processed to become our portion so that we may participate in him, partake of him, and enjoy him through his Spirit, who is the Spirit of Christ, and the Spirit of glory
and by the exercise of our spirit.
We enjoy him by exercising our spirit to cooperate with and respond to the divine spirit. If we hold firmly to the basic thought and the basic structure as we study all the other points in the writings of Peter, we will be enriched, and we will experience the triune God in a very rich, absolute, and detailed way. Both Peter and Jude indicate strongly that the triune God has passed through a process in order to do many things for us and to become everything to us that we may partake of him for our enjoyment. At the beginning of his second epistle, Peter speaks concerning the divine provision. He tells us that the divine power has granted to us and even imparted to us all things related to life and godliness in order that we may partake of the divine nature. Furthermore, according to chapter 1 of 2 Peter, the divine provision gives us not only the divine life, but also the divine light. At the end of his second epistle, Peter says, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Here, the knowledge of our Lord is equal to the truth, the reality of all that he is. Although Peter covers many matters in his epistles, the basic structure of his writings is the triune God becoming our grace, that we may enjoy him, grow in life, and through the growth in life be perfected, established, strengthened, and grounded in the triune God.